All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, December 28th of 2024. And looking ahead here, we have a three-game NFL main slate today. We had a seven-game college football slate get underway earlier. We have NBA action with an early slate in about an hour and then a main slate later this evening. And then we have NHL and just tons of sport action coming at you all weekend long. So for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there was a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show typically on Saturdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. We flex it around a little bit depending on the sport schedule. Apologies for the late start here. Been a busy morning. Was having to fix something with college football. So couldn't start the show until I got that resolved. But we're all set there. So happy to jump on to Office Hours and start answering some questions. So let's get SaberSim up. Let's get a slate up. We'll use this two-game afternoon football slate. I think this is probably the best one to use here at the moment. And let's see. Searching through here, there's a lot of questions. So we're going to work through these. Or there's just a lot of conversation, I'll say. That's probably better way to put it. So I'm searching through here, trying to grab some questions. And we have at least two. We have three. All right, we have three questions, and then we have like a more support type question. So we'll figure those out later. For support stuff, it's always a little bit better to send in an issue report. Like if you guys are having trouble, go to this reporter problem. Let us know what's going on. That goes to our team with a lot of info about what could potentially be going wrong, and it helps us to troubleshoot. So it's better to put those type of things in like the reporter problem than Office Hours. My troubleshooting capabilities are a little bit limited on the show, but I think we're pretty set here. Got some questions. We'll probably do a late swap demo with NFL going on and kind of go from there. So first question on DK, how to best change an injured player from your lineups? Thank you. Okay. So this is a good opportunity to talk about quick swap and late swap. So let's go actually to the slate today, the three gamer. I'll pull in my lineups here so we can discuss it. So if I go to contest, go to upload entries, grab my file. So this is my entry file for the three gamer. So let's go to the player table. We'll just create a default. All right, so let's see. Who's somebody I have in my lineups that hasn't started? All right, so let's say for whatever reason, right, Trey McBride gets ruled out, you know, goes to zero projection. When this projection column goes to zero, okay, SaberSim is going to activate this lightning bolt and say, hey, there is a player in your entry file, which is this entry exposure column, who has a zero projection. You probably want to remove that player from your lineups, okay? So two parts to this. Number one, this lightning bolt, when you click it, we call this quick swap. What we're going to do is we are going to replace McBride with the next highest available projected player, regardless of anything you've set up as far as rules, as far as minimum salary, as far as minimax exposures. We're effectively ignoring all those things, and we're just trying to get McBride out of the lineup. We are saying, you know, one for one swap McBride out of this lineup. We don't want that, right? Because a player with a zero projection is, you know, probably the worst thing you could have, right? So this is one way to do it, this quick swap. So then what I would do is I would hit apply, right? It's going to say, okay, hey, McBride was removed. And then we put in all of these other players. Okay. And then second thing that's going to happen is once you click that apply, now you can download the entries right here, and then it will take you to the site, and then you can upload that file. Okay, so that's how that works. And I don't want this on. Now, quick swapping is always a very, very good option, okay? Because it's fast, it's efficient, and you know, you don't have to worry about running into any issues with late swap. So now let's get into late swap, okay? So second thing I would do after quick swapping, or if you have plenty of time and you're not worried about it, right? But if you're 5 minutes to lock, you're trying to get a late swap in, you're not sure if you're going to make it, it's always better to quick swap, okay? Just get your swap in and go from there. So then I would, once I'm ready to late swap, I would go in and, you know, click the green late swap button, which I already did, right? So I just did a default create without building. So I'm in this build. It says swap one, right? Okay, great. I'm going to build less swaps because I don't need that many. We'll say just like 5,000. Okay, you know, I come in here. I make sure everything's good. If I want to carry over settings from my pre-slate build that I like, rules, player pool adjustments, whatever, I can change this setting option, right? If I had like one that said build one, I would just switch it to build one and it would carry everything over, okay? So once, you know, I'm in here, I'm ready to go, I got everything lined up, now I can click build swaps, all right? So this is option number two, how to swap players out. This option is better than quick swap because we're using the Sims, right? We're not just one-for-one swapping players, but it does take a little bit more time. So it just depends if you're in a time crunch or not, okay? So do this when you have the opportunity. And we're just letting the lineups build. And almost done. All right, lineups are finishing. Okay, so very, very important, right? When you get into the post build, if you're on Ultimate, first thing I would do is click Run Contest Sim, okay? So you always want to get to your preferred sorting metric. If you're on Starter, you're already on Saber Score, great. The important thing, right, is always, always, always click Swap Contest before analyzing anything, okay? Whether you are looking at your lineup swaps inside an individual contest, whether you are looking at exposures of players in your player table, right? I'm scrolling over here. I'm looking at my exposures. Always click swap first because the swap will make sure that you are looking at the correct lineups, okay? So you got to click swap and then analyze, all right? So right now, I'm still waiting for this contest sim to finish. Okay, boom, it finishes. Now I'm going to click swap, and I'm going to let this cycle through. And then once it's swapped, now I can go in and analyze stuff, right? So I get the message up here. I saw some players shift up and down. Like I think my highest exposed was like in the 50s. Now it's in the 60s. So saw some players move around. And now I can start analyzing my exposures, making adjustments, et cetera here, right? So that's always the way you want to go about this. A couple other things, right? Some things I've seen come up that I want to mention, right? So let's say, you know, I'm analyzing my lineups. Okay, I'm coming in here. And, you know, I'm scrolling, right? And maybe that I'm noticing that the highest ROI lineup is not being used. This is usually because you're using unique rank, okay? So if, you know, I'm looking, if a lineup was used in one contest, then it can't be used in another contest if you're using unique rank, right? So you might be looking through, like, some of your lineups and you're a little bit further down the list. And if you're using unique rank, you notice, like, hey, you know, one of my lineups isn't the highest ROI lineup. That's because that other lineup, that other version was probably used in a different contest earlier. If you don't want that to happen, all you need to do is go and switch to rank and then click swap again, and then it will update, right? And then you can re-verify if the higher ROI lineup is now being used. So remember, you know, when you're using unique rank, you are sacrificing some ROI for unique lineups, right? So your top lineup is always going to be your best. And then, you know, your second lineup is always a little bit worse. And then your third lineup is like a little bit worse, right? So just keep those things in mind when analyzing stuff here. But Those are the big things when it comes to swapping out players. So we talked about quick swap, talked about late swap. Those are all good. All right, let's go back to this two gamer because I see what our next question is going to be. And let me just kick off some lineups while we bring this one up on the board. All right, question says, should we use unique rank or rank for autofill? This actually wasn't what I thought it said. So this is exactly what we were talking about, right? There's pros and cons to both, right? With unique rank, you get a unique lineup in each entry, right? DFS is a high variance game. This can be very good, right? It can be very, very good to diversify, to have, you know, lineups spread out and things like that. I don't know if you guys are watching the game in the background, but Ladd McConkey just got a touchdown. And if you guys saw my entry exposure, had like 60%. So pretty happy with a McConkey touchdown. Anyways, keeping it rolling. Where was I? Okay, unique rank and rank. So what rank fill does, right? It's like, hey, you know, if lineup one grades out well in contest one, and it also grades out well in contest two, then it can go into both entries. You know, this is what I prefer to use. This is what I normally do. And the reason I do it with contest sims specifically, okay? If I was on starter, let me just say this. If I was on starter, I would not be doing this. I would probably be using unique rank. And the reason for it, right, is because with the ROIs are different for every lineup, for every contest sim, right? I might have one lineup, I might have 10 contest sims, and the ROIs can be different for each of those. With SaberScore, your SaberScore is effectively going to be the same because it's using projection, upside, percentiles, and ownership, right? Regardless of the contest you're playing, your SaberScore is effectively going to be the same within this build. So if you used rank fill on SaberScore, you would actually get, you know, the same 20 lineups in all your 20 maxes, right? But with rank, but with contest sims with ROI, what happens is you might not, or you're actually a lot less likely to get the same 20 lineups or that much overlap across contests, but you get some, right? So when I know I'm going to get the same 20 in each of them, I won't use it. When I know where I'm basically using the contest sim saying, hey, I am willing to play the same lineup in two contests if it grades out well. It is not guaranteed that I'm going to get that lineup. So I think that's like a small distinction. Maybe I haven't talked about enough like on the show where, you know, just because you allow it to happen doesn't mean it's going to happen with contest sims because it's all dependent on the ROIs and how they grade out, right? But with SaberScore, you know, there's only one SaberScore per build, so you are going to get the exact same lineups. So that's the biggest difference, in my opinion. All right, next question. When I provide my own projections, how does SaberSim handle the distribution for the projection? Does it essentially shift it? Okay, so a couple things with this one, right? We've made some updates to the app for the way ownership works, right? It's going to depend on a couple things here. And actually, I want to see what subscription this person's on who asked this question, because it will matter depending on the answer. So I just want to make sure I address it right. All right. Who asked this? Stutter Home asked this, and they are on Ultimate. Okay, cool. So when you upload ownership projections, in the My Own column specifically only affect some ownership, SaberScore, any custom metric that uses ownership, okay? They don't directly affect the contest sims right away. If you upload projections and you want it to affect the contest sim, what you need to do is you need to go down here and use this generate field from ownership button. When you use this button, what you do here is you take your ownership projections, and then we generate a set of field lineups based on your projections so you can contest sim your lineups against those lineups, okay? So in order for your ownership projections to impact the contest sim, you need to use the in the gear icon in the My Own column, the Generate Field from Ownership button. And then once you do that, you need to go to the Contest tab. And then for the contest that you want to use the custom for, you need to go into this Field Lineups column. You need to go into this dropdown, and then you need to go and switch it to whatever your named set of field lineups is. It'll probably be under the field lineups option here once you generated it. So you would come in, you would find the name, you would click on that, and then you would change it to your source. And then now when you go back to your build and you click the green run contest sim button, it's going to do it against your set of field lineups. So very important distinction there in regards to like how that works. So I would just keep that in mind when doing custom ownership builds and stuff like that, just like the order of operations there. But good question. All right. We are all caught up with questions here. Taking a peek in the Office Hours channel. Again, I think we're caught up there, but want to find out one more time. Okay, cool. Caught up there. All right. Busy day this morning, you know, with a lot of sports kicking off early. Appreciate you guys being flexible and still tuning into the show, even though we got off to a little bit of a late start here. I will be back on Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next Office Hours. So appreciate everybody tuning in. Good luck this weekend in all of your contests. And until Monday, take care. Thanks. Bye.